Hi, this is the inaugural episode of Chismosa Chinitas. Obviously from our title, it's self-explanatory of what the show is about. But I will have to say that we won't really be making chismes about everyone. Okay, to our friends who know us, no, we won't talk shit about you and we won't divulge your secrets in this podcast. We're not that mean. And to those who don't know what our title means, chismosa means to gossip, and chinita means, well, that's what they call Chinese-looking women or girls in the Philippines. So basically, we'll talk about whatever pops into our head, like, I guess, people who bug us and we find stupid and crazy or fun or whatever. For now, I'm supposed to be joined by my friend who's all the way in the Philippines since I'm over here in California, and my name's Joan. No, it's not Joan in Manila and Joan here. It's been Joan all my life. Well, I decided to start a podcast because butanginema.com, you should go visit their site. They're really cool. They have their own podcast. It's basically Gray, Chica, and Abet. And they got me hooked into the whole concept of finding, like, Filipino podcasts and listening to them. And I kind of, like, occasionally, I'd bug Abet that I wanted to be on their show, and he'd tell me to send them an MP3 file, but then I kind of, like, wanted to be in it, like, constantly, I guess, not as a guest, so I decided to just start my own podcast, since I think it's the coolest thing, and the people in the chat room kind of convinced me, and you should go visit their site, which has a chat room. It's basically all the other people who have their own podcasts or who listen to the BI group, and that's really cool. There's Sweet Vocalist, who's usually in the office, supposedly working, but isn't, and there's Manongard and the Darlets people with all the other bunch of friends who just, I guess, pop in and pop out occasionally. I've been in California since August of 2005, so that's pretty recent. And there's actually not a big culture shock. There isn't, I guess, compared to, I guess, if I moved to a different country, since, you know, the Filipinos are pretty Americanized, and adjusting isn't a big deal. But then the weird part, I guess, was the Filipinos who were already here. Not everyone, but just, okay, fine, I'm isolating it to just one. I met her in class, since, yes, me and my friend who's supposed to be joining me in the podcast were still in college. And, okay, so about this girl, I met her, I guess, the second day of school, and she's supposedly back in Manila right now. I don't really mind describing her, since I don't think a lot of people know her, but then, she's supposedly from Australia, and, okay, I have to say supposedly again, that she's only learned Tagalog in the past 2 years, but then when you talk to her, she's, like, really fluent, and when you see her, you wouldn't really guess that, like, she's new to the whole, like, Filipino Tagalog and the whole culture thing. So, she goes that, she owns, like, Ferraris and stuff, and, you know, like, it's normal for people to own cars and everything, but not when you brag about it. That really just pisses me off, because, you know, you don't have to be arrogant with what you have. People will just notice it. And it's funny because one time in class we were supposed to pick out ads that express, like, the American culture. And so everyone had their own ads. Like, I had a friend who picked out an iPod ad. I picked out a credit card ad. And so she picked out an ad about cars, and that was cool. But then, so when it came to her, she was one of the last few people to present. She got up to the podium, she showed us her ad, and then she started with, "Oh, I picked out this ad of Porsche," because she couldn't even finish, and, like, because the other, like, European international students here are very vocal and expressive, and they just laughed their asses off, like, no kidding. And it was funny because, okay, people make mistakes, we're not mean, but then it's funnier, and you kind of, like, would want to laugh if it happens to someone who's pretty, like, snotty and, like, arrogant and, you know, acts like she knows everything and she's, like, so high maintenance and so upper class. But then she really doesn't look the part, so that's a weird thing. And she really gives the Filipinos a bad name because, you'll see in the story that, okay, she goes, Porsche and everyone laughs, so fine. That's forgivable. And she goes on and explaining that, okay, here in the U.S. or in the other countries, owning a Porsche is fine. But then, like, this ad wouldn't work in the Philippines because Filipinos don't have money to buy Porsches and stuff. And I was like, I had to say something because everyone else was looking at me to kind of, like, confirm if that was true. And so I was sitting in front and I turned and I go, that is so not true. And, like, she kind of, like, froze for a second or two in front and she might as well just continue because there's nothing else left for her to do. And, like, I kind of, like, had to explain to people that, you know, Filipinos aren't poor as what, you know, people depict them to be, like, in the news and stuff. Like, I guess, yeah, majority, but then if cars like that or, like, stuff as expensive as those wouldn't sell, they wouldn't be in the Philippines in the first place. So, yeah, that was one. I hate it when people kind of, like, deny their nationality, because not that I'm, like, totally nationalistic and whatever, but I am proud to be Filipino, and it's sad that in our age, I think a lot of people aren't, or a lot of, like, kids in my generation aren't really proud. If, like, they could denounce their nationality, they would. Because I went to a wedding last December back in the Philippines, and I was talking to these people, and I was telling them how proud I am of the Philippines, and, you know, how much I like promoting the music, the products, and everything Filipino as much as I can. And they were actually pretty happy because, and I thought that was common because most of my friends are, and most of the people I know aren't ashamed to be Filipinos. But then they go and, like, these like, older people during that party told me that, you know, it's quite refreshing to find people my age to react that way because most of the kids they know are really ashamed to be Filipinos. And I was really shocked about it because I felt ashamed for them that, you know, you can't really be someone if you don't know where and, like, accept where you've come from. Okay, I'm gonna stop with that whole thing because I'm being my whole ceremony Joan again. Next thing is that I want to say that I'm doing a podcast at, like, dawn, exactly 4:18 in the morning, because over the part of California where I'm actually studying, it's very, very secluded. Like, I have deer, squirrels, raccoons outside my window, and during the fall, I have ducks and turkeys walking beside me when I walk to class. So, yes, if you could imagine the whole thing, I kind of, like, feel like I'm the Little Red Riding Hood over here, and it's actually cool, but then, like, I'm such a city girl, and this whole setup isn't for me. It's hard because it's really secluded, but then I guess I know things could get worse, and so, yeah, I'll probably just deal with what I have. The fun part about being here is the shopping. Yes, that's one thing I absolutely appreciate because there's not a lot of stuff to shop, like, in Manila. Like, even if you wanted to shop, you don't really find yourself buying anything because there's not a lot of stuff to buy. Like, yes, as I was saying, I do promote, like, the Philippine market, but then, you know, if you want to really, really shop, it's very limited. That's why I have more reason to promote it, because it's not like you have to spend a lot to promote the Philippine products. Okay, next up is talking about my next podcast. I don't know what my topic will be. Hopefully my friend has a mic by then, but I do need the listener's help. I want to add in like an intro, you know, sound effect intro or like whatever part of a song, and I don't have any ideas yet. So if you want to give me like suggestions or have feedbacks about this episode, go ahead and email me at chismosachinitas@yahoo.com, and I'd be glad for like any comments you guys have. But thanks for listening, and I'd like to thank everyone in the dunginamo.com chat room for helping me out and encouraging me to do this, because this has been really great. All right, bye.